participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
See if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just rocky.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Would you rather be than right here, right now?
Who spent most of last night eating boogers?
Rob, you just, why do you shut the, Rob's door is shut, he's standing outside looking at you like he's going to cry.
I didn't mean that, Rob, hold on a second.
Rob, it's okay, he's going to reopen the door for you.
Open the door, give me a second.
Come on.
Give me a second.
Rob's locked out of the studio, what's going on?
Give me a second.
There you go. Thank you. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Interior Decorating and all the ships to see. Hey, smile, because together they're a strong 10.2. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday. February 6th.
Yeah.
Here's your phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in America. You can call the show at 877-365-3636. In Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And here in New York City on WNEW, call us at 877-692-1027. I'd like to thank the management today for keeping me in the meeting only until 2 minutes before the show.
This is the pattern every day now.
Yeah.
Every day now.
And it would have continued if Lisa hadn't come back and knocked on the door and held up her finger, you know, 2 minutes. 2 minutes till she's pointing at a watch. 2 minutes till the show.
You know, it's an exciting thing that every day we come to work now is an adventure. Well, how exciting is that?
Well, it's great having these meetings. Hi, Buzz. I don't want to forget you. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
One of the meetings that I was involved in yesterday, which thank God had nothing to do with the meeting that I've been involved with most days here, was about tomorrow's contest, which incidentally is drawing all kinds of thoughts from people. You know, it's not a world-changing event.
It is, Don. You're blazing a trail again. You're doing it again.
It is not a life-altering event. It's simply goofy, stupid radio, guys and girls eating their boogers. Not only are many listeners sending us feedback saying either they love it and they can't wait for it, or they're not going to listen tomorrow, that you know we've hit a new all-time low.
A major controversy.
We do have Remington Steel. Do you have the official rules from the lawyers? Now, the lawyers always get involved.
Here we go.
I am here to tell you, no, there are no problems with the lawyers.
Good. Yeah, but whenever there's eating, they have to specify exactly what's going on.
So I do have the rules, and we're doing the contest tomorrow. First 25 people to show up to the Don and Mike world headquarters, our New York world headquarters at 777.
First 25?
Yeah. What's the address here?
888 7th Avenue.
Thanks. Right. That's 57th and 7th.
888 7th Avenue, ladies and gentlemen. That's easy.
Now, this is from the Infinity Lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Booger eating contest.
Here we go.
Which is funny that yesterday we had to spend an hour on the telephone with the lawyers talking about the booger eating contest.
Booger eating, booger eating.
How will winner be decided? By the favorite. Five votes. Don, Mike, Lisa, Rob, and Buzz.
Best show.
The favorite is simply can be a number of categories. Each of us can vote for what we like on the quantity and quality of the boogers.
I'm getting, here we go. Here we go.
And again, but you know, listen.
Lawyers.
No matter what, what's great about this is the fact that these lawyers that make like $500 an hour.
Oh, sure.
Yesterday, they're having to sit down with us, and they got out their legal pads.
Sure.
And right. We got a room of 12 of them together, all sitting at this big like Star Trek-like table, and we're discussing, now, is it the quantity or the quality of the boogers?
I'm not really sure, Phil. How many have you eaten?
Okay, so, runner-up prizes? Yes, everyone who enters gets a prize. How many people can we have in the contest?
Yeah.
The first 25 to show up, that's it.
Okay. That's a lot of people.
Here is what the lawyers have asked. You may bring boogers with you. You may bring your own boogers dried with you. However, you must pick one live on the air and eat it in the studio. This comes from the lawyers.
From the lawyers. The lawyers came up with that?
And here is the thought. Uh-huh. Someone could get fake boogers, could get dried raisins, could get cereal, could get whatever, could fill a little baggie up with these things, come in and eat them.
You are grossing me out.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you the lawyers.
Dried raisins, Jesus!
And that's also the rule at the partnership, too. They wanted to make it carry over.
I am giving you the lawyers' take on this.
I know you are. I see it written on the legal pad.
That you must, you can bring a bag with your own pre-dried, sorted boogers.
BYOB.
However, if you're going to participate in the contest tomorrow, you must pick at least one and eat it in front of us so as to know. Mike, yeah.
John, I have a question.
Yes.
This is completely and totally subjective, though, as we discussed yesterday. Is that right? Once they adhere to the rules?
How will the winner be decided? Five subjective votes.
So if a woman comes down here, an absolutely gorgeous woman, and
takes her top off,
takes her everything off, and just has a tiny one, and just goes like that,
I could vote
for her.
Sure, you could.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep in mind that I would. You know, I got nothing against topless chicks, but I'm going to be
it's
going.
It's the booger eating that you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm going for the booger eating.
Okay.
and for those of you who,
if there are women that, I will be surprised at any female participation in this contest.
Well, it's $1,000.
Nothing.
Keep in mind, it's $1,000 in cash.
I will tell you though that if. I don't want to insult women in our listening audience, but if a pig comes down here and does it, I think it'll be even worse than looking at a guy do it. Because looking at a guy do it, you know, a guy is a guy, but if you have a woman doing it, I think it will have a queeze factor that's more significant.
For those of you in the listening audience who are instant feedbacking us now, saying either that you love this idea or you hate this idea, that we've hit a new high or we've hit a new low, frankly, it's one day out of the show. It's a contest. We're trying new stuff.
Right.
But at least if you love the idea or you hate the idea, share the joy that the lawyers had to spend hours of CBS company time yesterday having a serious meeting writing rules about people eating their own boogers. That, at least on that level, you got
to
admit.
That is funny, yes.
You got to admit, it's funny. Now, it's a long way to go to get to funny.
Yes.
But think about how many.
I mean, I love the idea that they're sitting in a meeting together across the table with their ties on going.
Yes.
So they'll probably have to eat at least one if they're sitting at the table together.
This was the big discussion. Well, what if someone comes in with fake boogers?
Mm-hmm.
And they, at one point, they called, since it was the New York lawyers, they got on the speakerphone with the D.C. lawyers.
Nice.
Wow.
With the corporate lawyers.
Sure.
And all of this under the discussion
of eating boogers.
We have come a long way since Dr. Johnny Fever.
Which will be on tomorrow's show. So there you go. Thank you, Lisa, for the paperwork.
It's going to be a fabulous show. I mean, as much as, you know, my sensibilities
It's my particular hot button. It's something I think this is gonna be phenomenal.
Listen, and if you like it or you don't like it, well then don't listen. If the idea disgusts you, don't listen. I'll tell you, we've had people do worse on this show in the past. We've had people eat dog food off Dennis Murphy's diseased feet. Our eating contests many times have involved stuff that's 1,000 times worse than this.
Horrible.
And don't forget the tea.
Yeah, and just 2 days ago, I drank some guy's ass tea on the air. So things are happening. I did make you the promise that when we switch time slots, that we would do new and different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go ahead and sue me if you don't like the new and different stuff that
you,
we're doing.
This is a trailblazing thing.
Sure. This is use our genius with the bill you're eating.
You know, frankly, I'm a big fan of a lot of the stuff that we used to do, and we're still trying to work some of those elements into the show.
That's good.
How many times can you do the bark off for cash? How many times can you have people call in and just listen to their dogs bark?
So it's time for people to go to the nose.
Yes, go to the nostril.
Go to the nostril.
Go heavy to the nostril.
Pick.
That's tomorrow's show.
Pick
okay?
and roll.
Bigger breakfast tomorrow. First prize, $1,000. And I especially want to thank the Dish Network because they are not pulling out of this promotion.
Good for them.
Wow. The Dish Network, proud to sponsor the Booger Breakfast. And they're giving us the $1,000 we're giving away tomorrow. Oh, and show up here at the WNEW radio station starting at 11 tomorrow morning. I mean, as soon as you get here, we'll bring you in and we'll start the contest.
And 25 people could be, as far as I'm concerned, 2,500.
Now that is another thing that the lawyers had a weird problem with. How many listeners? I said as many show up. They said, oh no. What if 300 people show up? I said, we've never had 300 people show up for anything.
Right.
They said, well, what if 300 people show up? I said, then I guess we'll have 300 people in their boogers.
No, you gotta
have a set number of contestants.
If 300 people showed up and we had them all in the air, I'd wear a mask to work.
So 25. 25 is the number that everyone agreed with. It's 25 listeners.
Have you thought about where they're going to do this?
Yeah, right there at the guest microphone. I'm sorry that microphone is next to yours, buddy.
Thank you, Don.
Sorry. $1,000 tomorrow, courtesy of the Dish Network.
That's where I just give them a look.
The system Mike and I are going to get Dish Network's digital home plan. 165 digital and static-free channels for 3 months. It's free installation. Call 800-333-333. Dish.
Wonderful.
And that's the phone number.
I guess they have to bring their own like lobster bib if they want to.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you know, we'll leave that totally up to you guys. That's a tomorrow show. Now, I want to mention tonight.
How you doing?
We're going to be at.
Taste any biscuits on them?
Tonight, we're going to be at.
Nose bib.
Baltimore Lanes in Manhattan.
Do you know how excited I am about this?
And we are going to be bowling the cast of ABC's One Life to Live. Our man, Tim Stickney, coming by later today. He's going to be telling us some of the people that we're bowling against.
Good. They're people we want.
Yeah. One of them in particular. We may have a problem with.
Yeah, but we'll probably have to talk about it. No,
we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll discuss the cast member from One Life to Live.
You know who might be there, though, that I found out?
Who?
Max Holden.
Oh, he would be a good one if he shows up.
Do you know that Max is in real life married to Blair?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And Lisa also tells me that maybe the guy who's married to Vicky Poon, he might show up. That guy who looks like your friend.
Ben Davidson. Jimmy Cover.
Yeah, right. Anyway, there's others who are showing up. Oh, and Pharrell's coming? Pharrell's going to be there.
Pharrell's going to be there tonight. Jimmy Rudin's on. He's reading a little play-by-play. There we go.
So we'll see you tonight at Baltimore Lanes.
Oh, boy.
The magic starts at 8 o'clock tonight.
Hey, look who's here.
Speaking of the devil, look who's coming to do you right now.
I've been here for 20 years. I've always wanted to do Lindsay.
Hey, you know what? I share your love for Lindsay.
Look at that.
That's the one.
Troublemaker to Vixen.
Yeah.
And how about RJ? He digs your show. I love any guy that runs a corrupt club that they got a back door to. His daughter's in town. She's sleeping with the cop that he once dead.
He's up on it.
For 20 years. Just the fact that you're going bowling with those people tonight. I'm going in there. I've always kind of wanted to have some stuff going on with Blair, too. What's up?
See, I hope Blair's there, too.
Max is soft. He can't hang with the Pharrell. You guys are going to go bowling with Lindsay? I'll be down there in my boxers.
You're welcome. Come on down. Pharrell, show up tonight.
Buddy, I love her.
You know, we agree on that. Lindsay, and Lindsay's got that. She got the big, vish ass.
Hearing Pharrell analyze a soap opera.
Wow.
I don't think Lindsay's going to be there, though.
That's the same way he would, like, analyze a football game.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I'm picking up that one down at the bowl. I can't hang with Max all the time.
All right, so, well, it's obvious. Look at it. Pharrell watches the show, yeah. One Life to Live.
He's the only one that realizes the combination of planets is coming together for this event tonight.
I think so.
Yeah. It could be an interesting show tomorrow. You're going to want to tune in.
Collide.
You know what? It's just going to be interesting that we're having this kind of activity tonight, and we're going to have booger eating tomorrow.
Yeah, right. And you'll want to show up tonight at Bowmore in Manhattan. As I mentioned, the magic starts at 8 o'clock. So last night we had a very nice group dinner.
Didn't we?
Yeah. We all went out to dinner. My apologies. I was less than... less than sociable last night.
Well, you had your reasons, and understandably so.
It's, it's all the crap with the radio station.
I always know that when we're sitting in the middle of dinner and everybody's talking, and I look over and you're drumming. You're drumming your fingers on the table.
And I wasn't drinking last night either.
Oh, no.
You know, another sign, you know, that I couldn't get all the crap going on behind the scenes out of my head.
There is so much that we can't tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that's going on at this radio station, and it's very, very frustrating.
Yeah. Suffice to say that when I showed up to dinner, I was a little late, and I had it, and immediately it's like I got to say to everybody, and I apologize to everybody, hey, it's Adult Swim. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I got to take Mike away for a minute to show Mike an email I've received.
Understandable.
And show Mike the response to the email. And then, you know, all night I'm sitting there like a dickhead because I'm pissed about this thing. And I apologize to you guys for not being sociable. I didn't get sociable till we got back to the apartment. And I compulsively checked my email to find out that there was a response to the email that had upset me earlier in the evening.
Yeah, it's really nice that at least communication is occurring.
Yeah. So listen, sorry about that. We didn't have the wonderful opportunity. Not only did we all eat together,
yes,
we all went to the ass and pee together.
Mm-hmm.
The ass and piss. We went to the A&P together. My favorite grocery store.
Right.
You hate the A&P. You like the
don't
fancy
care for
one.
It. Don't like. I like the fancy store.
I love the A&P.
We saw George Clinton there, right? The musician, the guy in the fur coat.
There was a guy wearing the coat, Mike, that it's no secret that Rob and I have been dreaming that you buy. We saw one time Michael Strahan wearing a full-length mink coat.
Uh-huh.
We think that eventually that coat should be your coat.
Well, you know, the temperature today here in New York City in the 40s, and actually I'm very comfortable wearing what I'm wearing.
Is the cold alert over?
Yeah, I think the cold alert is over, but I'll tell you something. When it gets to be 20, 15 degrees in this city, I was heading down that, you know, the idea of a full-length fur. But I will tell you something that none of you know about last night, which means I probably can't go back to the A&P.
Why?
I had a moment.
Why, what happened?
Now, I don't know if it's because I'm off the stuff that I've been on, but I had a tense moment. I got in line. You know, you were all in one checkout
lane, right?
Buzzing I was over at the other one. And the lady opened up this lane, and then I was second in line. And I got up there, and she was going so slowly, and she was not... It wasn't that she was going slowly, but she was copping a tude, and she was wearing surgical gloves.
They all do at the A&P.
And as she's wearing surgical gloves, she is...
It's for your protection, Mike.
Do you know what she's doing?
What?
She's dipping her hand into this fetid bowl of what looks like damp toilet paper
to
wet her fingers as she is touching the food that she's putting, and also handling the money.
But she's wearing the gloves so that she's not touching the food.
But
that you're
she's
buying.
Wearing gloves and dipping these disgusting surgical gloves. And I'm watching this.
Was it the CM lady?
No.
No, it wasn't.
No, this was a young sister.
As long as they're handling money, they might as well be checking you out with their feet. Because money is the dirtiest thing in the world.
And I am sitting there, and I'm staring at this. And I bought a quart of milk and a box of raisins.
Golden raisins.
Golden raisins. Rob recommended the golden raisins.
Yes.
And the golden shower. And as I'm looking at this woman, she's, not only am I, I'm staring at this paper that she had to moisten her fingers was the most unsanitary thing I have ever seen for anybody touching anything. And with that,
I got nothing but love for the A&P. on 70th Street. Nothing but love. I go in there all the time. I love all my bitches who work in there. They all wear the gloves. They all touch the thing that makes their fingers less itchy.
It grossed me out, and I'm sitting there watching this, and not only that, after I get done watching this, she goes into this slow mode. And she looks at me, and I'm kind of, and I think maybe I did a little thing like this where I'm just patting my thighs a little bit.
Oh.
And she looked up at it and gave me a look like,
you can't run in the attitude.
And now here's the deal.
In the
so then she
in
goes
the
into then she goes into this slow thing where she slows down on purpose, and I knew she was slowing down on purpose. Sure. So I'm sitting there, and I'm not copping any attitude at all. I'm sitting there, well, let's see what happens. So she gets done, and she counts my change. I give her almost, you know, it's like this very inexpensive purchase. I give her a $5 bill. She counts the change so slowly that I'm sitting there going, oh, what is the deal with this? Finally, hands me my bag, gives me, and I'm waiting for the change. And, of course, the great move where the receipt is 12 miles long for the two items. Mm-hmm. And she stacks the receipt on top of the money so that it's draping over your hand. And I say, I take the change, and I see her trash thing right under an inch from her waist.
Yes.
Where she's got a trash hole.
Yes.
And I say, can you throw this away? And she goes, and she points at the trash can out by the door, and I take it, and I crumple it up, and I drop it on the belt, and walked away. Right. And none of you saw that last night.
You ass.
I was an ass to her.
You ass.
Well, make no mistake, I checked groceries for 2 years, and if you get an employee, and they've got total control when you're running the belt, and if you get a client or a customer with an attitude.
You ass.
I didn't have an attitude.
Well,
yes, you did. You
no, I didn't.
Perceived
you,
it.
You drummed? No.
You
but,
drummed
but,
your
but I'm talking about, I mean, it was one of these deals where I was going like this. The thing that was grossing me out was that little water. But when I said, can you throw this away, please, which is what I said, and not even a verbal response, points.
You know,
doesn't point at anything except like the door.
Yeah.
And that's when
Mike.
I just dropped it down. I actually didn't drop it. I kind of chucked it down.
See, you know,
so I'm not going back to the AMP.
So you got two items, and it takes you 10 minutes to check out. I had two bags of groceries.
Right.
It took me approximately 3 minutes to check out. You know why? I get up to my line. I see my girl, Yolanda. That's her name. She's wearing the name tag. She knows me by face. I go, hi, baby. She says, hi, baby. Meanwhile, she's got these fingernails. I swear to Christ. These fingernails, that they are like 5 inches long.
Wow.
And they have like dragons painted on them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wish I'd had her.
And I say, and I can see them through the like the pooper scooper gloves that she has on.
Right.
She has these plastic see-through gloves. I go, oh, baby. Look at those nails. And she looks at me as she continues to ring my items up very quickly. And she says, I could give you one great back rub with these. I could scratch your back with these.
Wow.
My girl,
well,
Yolanda.
You guys were online with her. Did this happen?
I was at the coffee grinder with Buzz.
I was at the door, we were.
No, that's Lisa. Lisa was there. I bought Lisa
she's
magazine.
She's flirting with you, like saying she's going to give you a back rub?
Not flirting with me. This is my conversation with her. That's
wow.
What you go into the S&P, you go in there, and you make friends.
Mm-hmm.
You make friends, and they treat you right.
Always well, I'm nice. Sorry. I just I don't like that.
There are a million tricks that checkers can do to slow you down. The
well,
mystery
you know what?
Price check.
You know what? I know it's the closest one to where we live. Big city.
And you know
plenty
what?
Plenty of grocery stores.
And you know what else my girl always does for me? I never sign up for that stupid be a member of the club card.
Right.
You know what she always says to me? She said again last night, babe, did you get that card yet? I said, no, I didn't. She goes, I use mine. And she just takes a card and...
Oh, I have that at my regular grocery store.
And she flashes it in front and I get all the nice little discounts.
Well, you know, it really shows you the value of that card in general. Why do they even go through the exercise?
I know.
It doesn't really matter.
So we get
their name and address.
We get done with dinner and we go to the grocery store. And then it's time to see Mike's apartment.
Yay.
Yada-da, yada-da.
I was a little nervous about having everybody over. Especially when we had to go to your perfectly furnished apartment first. Because your apartment is completely, like, set. And my place really has, resembles...
Now, you're lowballing it. Your place is very nice.
Yeah, it's nice, but it's not, you know, it doesn't have everything in place yet, so I was a little edgy, and we went into yours with the, you know, you got the cool little on-air light when you walk in, and see, it's a very nice looking place.
Yeah, but you're like in your fifth night. I mean, that's it.
I know, but it's, it was good to have, because I'll tell you, everybody helped me out of my apartment.
We did.
But that's why I said
after you left.
After I left.
After you left, we all took our clothes off.
After I left, I understand Buzz spent the majority of the evening fixing the color on your television, the contrast, the brightness.
Buzz, I'll tell you something right now, the man
is a television picture genius.
I know
and
what
then,
I'm doing.
And then Rob and Lisa and Buzz rearranged your furniture.
Right.
I think Rob, should I give you more credit than anybody else? Were you the one with the original idea?
I really, I feel almost bad that I started it, but I was focused on other things. And at one point last night, I just said, you know, Mike, this sofa shouldn't be on this wall.
Yeah, it was you. I mean, Lisa helped after we got rolling, but most of the time, Ass was just checking her, you know, her little
her pager,
her little meter, and reading her Glamour magazine.
But what we did is we moved the sofa from the long wall to actually turn your great room into almost like a dining room.
Let me tell you, Tommy, I felt the quan last night as everybody was moving furniture around, putting things, you know, Buzz is helping me with the television picture, right. And everything came together in such a way that I loved it. I woke up this morning, went out there, we did a little catty corner with the with the little dinette, my little glass dinette that I rent.
That is obviously a rental.
Everything in there is obviously a rental.
Let me just say that the only thing that caught my eye really is the fact that the table you have, like your kitchen table, that is obviously a rental.
It's a total rental.
I mean, it just, you walk in, it just reeks of rental.
Yeah, well, everything like Beauty and the Beast, I call that table Chip. That's my table Chip, because it had a little chip in it when they brought it in, and I know in the long run, I'll probably be paying for it, so sure. I call it Chip. And then the sofa. What do you think of my sofa bed?
Very nice.
It's fine.
I slept great last night.
I refuse to sit on it because it's a rental.
Because other people have farted in it?
And done other stuff.
Well, but they say they guarantee showroom quality.
I think it looks quite new. I think he might be the first owner.
Yeah, and then there was no odor to it or anything.
No, I think it looks nice.
However, the one purchase I have made, I have purchased a chair. I have spent a fortune on a good chair, and that's why we were rearranging the furniture. The chair is going to be delivered on Friday.
This was the problem last night. We had to arrange the furniture, leaving room for a chair that we knew not.
And Rob could go into the interior decoration business easily because he has the sense of feng shui.
You need knickknacks, my friend.
That's now, there is where he got on the gay train like I could not believe it.
You know what that television needs? It needs a knickknack on it.
It does.
Rob, that's what grandmothers do.
Well, call a grandmother.
And then you said, see this right here, this shelf overlooking the river?
Beautiful view.
What you need is some knickknacks here.
Knickknacks? Jesus Christ, Rob, you're a grown man.
You minimize your clutter, but you need something there. Yeah.
You should buy Mike some knickknacks like the knickknacks you bought me. Remember the salt and pepper shakers you bought?
Okay, boys. You know what? I will keep my eye open.
We're not even going to discuss the knickknacks that exchange hands between
Maybe
Rob and Don.
If we return to France, we can buy Mike some knickknacks.
The knickknacks that, in my opinion, can be found in most good antique stores in Mississippi.
Let me just tell you that.
Wow.
I don't know.
There's a whole, you know, the words of American Beauty, there's a whole subculture that collects this stuff.
there was a time, I mean, sure. It was not even a Christmas gift I got from Rob.
That is good.
Okay, I just had some kind of kidney surgery.
You had a big procedure.
And and I get a package, the UPS guy comes to the door, and it's a package that says from Rob Spiewak. Hmm. And I open it up, and at the time I had like 18 stitches in my back, and the one thing that I'm not supposed to do is really laugh. And I open up the box of salt and pepper shakers that Rob has secured for me.
Sure.
And
right.
I nearly broke
right.
a stitch
right.
laughing so hard. They are so stereotypically inappropriate.
They're politically incorrect.
Yeah, I agree.
Bring them and show them to Robert.
Hey,
yeah, well, that's what I'll do with my apartment, too, Rob. I'll get like 18 cans of that banania or whatever it was. You know, stuff you brought from France.
Wow.
Banania.
Kudos to you for remembering the brand.
How could I forget?
So, I got these things.
Collect them. Trade them with your friends.
I got these salt and pepper shakers that Rob got me that are just horrendously offensive.
Right.
And very, they're stereotype all the way.
And the joke being that the level of political incorrectness is why you do this.
That in this day and age.
That should occasionally be explained to our listening audience.
That in this day and age you can go to, and you didn't go to an exotic location.
Yeah, I went to the exotic location known as the Burlington Coat Factory.
Oh my God.
And it wasn't a special trip. They just happened to be there. So...
What it is these things, these salt and pepper shakers, what they are is like something that, my God, you'd have people rioting if you saw these things. It's like, it's the Aunt Jemima, okay? Yeah. The woman is Aunt Jemima,
right.
And the guy is like Al Jolson, and you know, they got the do-rags on their heads, and
right.
it's just so awful stereotypical. You look at it, and you laugh because you think, my God,
how can this be?
This cannot be.
How can this be sold in a modern store?
So I get this thing, and I'm laughing, and I show it to Frida, and she says, well, that's great. That's a
thank God for your wife. Yeah.
That's a great joke that you and Rob enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, honey, look, it's so inappropriate.
Right.
It's funny. She said, what do you want to do with them? And I said,
put them on the table, honey.
Well, I wouldn't put them on the table. But what I did do is in my cave, they're on the top shelf of the bookshelf.
Right.
I have the gentleman on the left side and the female on the right side.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very clever, boys.
And you need Rob to help you find some other knickknacks.
I will keep my eyes peeled.
Yeah, okay.
Give the dog a bone.
I say from the bottom of my heart that's unnecessary.
Christmas is coming and Mike needs Hummels. So.
Anyway, we had a great time last night at your place.
Yeah, thanks to everybody. After you left, everybody helped me with the feng shui and everything's looking great. Now, hopefully I get my voice back in the next one.
A staggering view. Really fine.
Yeah, nice view.
Let me see. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Let's check out the phones here. Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Don, I just want to remind you that you just drank some ass stew the other day, and you're afraid to sit into a rental couch?
Yes, that's the queer duality of being me, sir. I realize I'm a complicated man. Very, very complicated. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hold on a second. I got to press that button.
Hi. Don and Mike, you're on the air.
What's up now?
I got it, Johnny. Got it fixed. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, go ahead, sir. What can we do for you?
Oh, is this BN?
It got to be.
Oh, it's Bitter End. Hey, BN.
Hey, does BN have a problem with Robert, too? Have I heard that correctly? That you've got an issue with Robert?
Let me why wasn't I invited to the Super Bowl party?
BN, because first off, you've never made yourself known to us. You're simply a person on the telephone.
Well, you have never asked me.
You've had ample opportunity to come down to the studio. We've said that many, many times.
We've invited you a bunch of times to come down, BN.
Don.
Yeah.
You never invited me.
That's not true. I remember when you were invited to come down to the studio.
Yeah, that's true.
You've been invited.
Welcome to Don.
I'm talking to you, BN.
Listen, hey, you stretch your $5 butt up before I make change.
Hey, listen, don't direct your hostility at me. I'm going to tell you right now. I remember when you were, you know, it was either Don or me. Somebody said, why don't you come on down? And
no
you said, I am.
No one has invited me down.
Come to the station anytime, BN.
I really do feel bad. And what makes it even worse is the fact that I'll be up there in New York later on today, but your guys will be off the air by then.
So are you going to be in New York tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Yeah, I'm spending the night up there.
Well, then come by tomorrow.
And come bowling tonight, by all means.
Yeah, seriously, come to the bowling alley tonight.
Yeah, or listen, BN, come to the radio station tomorrow.
Say what?
Come to the radio station tomorrow.
All right, y'all at what, 888?
Yeah, 888.
888 7th Avenue.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, I'll do that then.
All right.
Okay. And then, I mean, will you then allow me into the social circle?
I will see. I have to get to know you first.
You get to know me. You already know me.
No. Now listen. No. You know. Let's be honest. You have come onto this show many, many times with a great degree of hostility towards other people that participate in this show.
But you've been knowing me though. I've been calling there before 40 was.
Yeah, he just don't like the colored people on the show.
I mean, I hate them damn blacks.
Right. He doesn't like it when Mr. 40's on the show. Right. He doesn't like it when Grady Smoke's on the show. He doesn't like it when Robert the Mailman's on the show.
But I, for one, I would, you know.
I did like Angry Black, that other dude. You know, he was cool.
But I'll tell you, even though he's told me to shut my $5 mouth, I have. I look forward to meeting.
You'll make change out of your $5 ass.
I look forward to meeting BN. I want to meet him.
Come down tomorrow, BN.
No doubt. I got you.
All right. We'll see you.
Hey. One more thing.
Yeah.
How are you going to have a list without Stacey Dash and Lark Voorhees?
Okay, goodbye. He always brings up those Lark Voorhees from Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the other thing that causes such controversy on this show. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I am telling you that I heard from people about the Booger Contest, which is just one, you know, as I've mentioned, one day, maybe a couple breaks on the show tomorrow.
Don't
let it rock your world upside down.
Right.
But I had emails last night on my personal account from friends of mine, either saying, hey, I totally agree with you about your rating of the women, or berating me for the fact that I gave Helen Hunt a high grade, or I read some guy wrote me with a conspiracy theory that, that Mike, you are definitely torpedoing my picks, and I am in turn torpedoing your picks.
Well, that's how it works.
So that neither... Well, no, it's not.
Well, I torpedoed Helen Hunt, and you torpedoed somebody else. I forgot who it was, but you kind of gave him a... Sometimes we feel it's necessary for the overall... The important thing on the list, I think everybody should know this to me, is the overall combined score.
The balance.
The final list.
And, you know, although I'm not doing cartwheels about Elizabeth Hurley, I still think that if Helen Hunt was way up on that list, I'd feel a lot worse. So I did, in a way, torpedo your Helen Hunt pick.
Here are our individual top fives as we stand now, okay? And we are going to get back into rating the women again today on the show.
Very good.
At some point, but we're going to... Today's a busy one. Here's our current individual top fives and then the average top five. I'll give you Mike's top five first. Number five for Mike... Hold on a second. Oh, here we go. Number five for Mike is Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
Number four, Janie Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Very good.
Number two, Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Brooke Burke.
Man, ladies, they can all come on the boat.
Solid.
Here's my top five thus far. Number five, I got a tie between Jessica Alba,
mm-hmm.
Dark Angel, and Kate Hudson.
Okay.
Number four. Number three.
Sorry. Buzz is little...
Sorry.
Buzz is chomping at the bit to participate.
Very sorry.
Too bad.
Sorry.
Too bad.
Who'd be your number one, Buzz?
Sorry. That's a tough call. I like Burke a lot.
Number three on my list, Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Britney Spears. Number one, Elizabeth Hurley. You combine them. You average them out.
And I'm sure we get some women that aren't on either list.
And the number five woman overall, average, Britney Spears. Number four overall, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Good.
Number three overall, Halle Berry.
Uh-huh.
Number two overall, Brooke Burke. And number one overall, as of right now, Elizabeth Hurley.
Okay.
That is where we stand with the ratings we have given the women.
Should be pointed out, you did give out a 10, and that was to Elizabeth Hurley.
She is perfect, and if any of you DAs out there dispute that, I urge you to rent the movie Bedazzled. The movie is a piece of garbage. It stars that idiot who was in George of the Jungle.
Yeah, but he's funny in that movie. I don't know why I like that movie, but I watched it just the other night.
I'm telling you, you watch Elizabeth Hurley in that movie, and you tell me if that's not the most perfect piece of ass
when he
you
is
have
the,
ever seen.
When he is the cocaine dealer, I laugh out loud.
Oh, when he speaks Spanish?
It's too funny. It's hysterically funny.
It's pretty good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. She's just hot in every scene. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
This is Harry from New Jersey, and I want to get back just for a moment to when he was talking about the shopping place, buying groceries.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you said that the little card is worthless.
Yeah.
Well, that little card technically is for scanning your groceries. We scan it in the beginning. At Thanksgiving, you get a turkey. If you got X amount of dollars, the bigger the turkey, the more money you spend. Well, when they put their card in, that registers on their card so they can get their free turkeys.
Oh, so that's why they're always so nice doing
so
that.
She's really not doing
so
your,
nice to you.
She's not doing you a favor, right?
Well, but still, she did it for me. She didn't do it for you, though.
That shouldn't be legal, though.
Because you get a discount, like if you on certain sodas, for instance. If you don't have that card, you can't get that discount.
She's stealing your turkey. She's stealing your turkey. She, you know, your friend Yolanda with the great fingernails is going, hey, I'll give you a back rub. Let me use my card so I get a free turkey that will belong to you.
Don't talk that way about my girl Yolanda.
Yolanda.
Besides, you're too good for the AMP, Mike.
What do you mean? What is that supposed to mean?
Well, you don't like the AMP.
I don't like the AMP.
You like the fancy grocery store.
I really don't like that either. I'd like to find something in between.
Why'd you
in between the we have nothing on our shelves to, in between the we have nothing on our shelves AMP and the she. Really, because really that other one, even though I got some stuff there, you can't, you've been in that other one, right?
Yeah, that's Frida's store.
The Carlucci's or whatever the hell it is.
Baldacci's.
You go in there and you can't, it's not like you can do regular grocery shopping because they have, you know, we don't have any milk, but we have
soy.
We have olives covered with chocolate or something like that.
No milk.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi. Turn your radio down, please.
Now, I heard a woman, and now I hear somebody else talking. It's like two lines are crossed. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I can't tell if I'm on the air. Hi, it's V.
Oh, V.
V. V like the singer?
No. Yeah.
V as the singer.
V, yeah, our girl, our naked girl. Hi, V.
Our naked girl?
Well, you've been naked topless. Down here before. Topless.
Yes.
How are you,
I'd
V?
I'd like to say, first of all, Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And second of all, I've been away. I've been gone.
Hmm. Are you back?
I am back, and I'm coming to see you bowl tonight.
Oh, you're coming to see us bowl?
Yeah.
When are you coming by the studios?
I don't know. It's hard for me to get into the city.
Mm. All right. Well, I guess if we have to, we'll just have to live with a personal appearance from
the bowling alley. She won't be able to do it at the bowling alley, which she did here a couple of times.
Want
to
make a bet?
Oh, dear.
Hey, I just got back from vacation, and I've got one hell of a tan.
Oh, baby.
And just a little bit white. Just a little light.
Uh-huh.
So in fact, I was going to just wear my bikini, my jeans tonight, kind of, offset the other guys, maybe the bull crappy or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea,
Jay. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Rob.
Oh, stop it.
Rob, come over here.
Stop it.
Come over here and feel this.
No. Relax.
Damn, I can't help it.
A little bit of light.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, V.
See you tonight, V.
Yeah, well, just look for the Star Spangled Banner boobs.
Okay, you got it. Wow. See you tonight, honey.
All right, bye, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Our favorite letter.
You know, it is shaping up to be one of those evenings.
Yes, it is.
That's V, everybody. If you want to see a picture of her, you go to WNEW.com when she came down here as topless Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I just want to agree with both of you. Don on Elizabeth Hurley, she's a top 10.
Are you driving in the Austin? Are you driving in the Austin Powers car right now?
Jaguar.
And then that dumbass Brandon Fraser, he is good in Bedazzled. It's the only movie I'll ever give him credit for.
He makes me laugh in that movie, and I'm not a fan of his at all.
Neither am I, but he is absolutely hilarious.
He is.
Especially
he's
when
funny.
He's the most emotional man on earth.
She is.
That's the one.
She's the POA.
I completely forgot that when he's the emotional guy on the beach, and they kick sand on his face.
He's also not bad when he's a basketball player. When he's the Michael Jordan with the small penis.
That movie got absolutely ripped by the critics, and it is funny. It's just, if you put your brain on hold, it's a funny movie.
And if you just watch Elizabeth Hurley.
And then she's in, they put her in all these outfits and stuff like that.
She's the devil. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Sorry about that. You just had BN on the air. This is HH, Happy Honky.
Hey, hi.
I wanted to forewarn you. You were talking about the prepackaged boogers that were made of raisins and such. Beware of people sticking fruit roll-up pieces up their nose as they come in the studio.
All right, we'll be on the lookout for that.
Hmm. As we do every day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
But what, did you see the X Games or something like that?
I don't know. One more call, and then we got to take a break. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Okay, listen. Are you looking for a happy medium between the Balducci's and the A&P?
Yes, I am.
I'm not. I'm happy with A&P.
Well, so am I. I go to the A&P all the time.
It's but I am great. I am looking for the happy medium, so what do you have?
Okay, you know where the Beacon Theater is?
Yes.
Okay, right across the street is a supermarket called Fairway.
Fairway?
Fairway.
Okay.
It's huge. It's a big open market inside.
Excellent.
It's not too Upper West Side pretentious, but you can get anything you want there.
I'm there. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Hey, anytime.
That's good. Right.
You like going golfing?
Yeah, fairway. I gotta like that.
Greg in Seattle. Hello.
Keep it in the fairway.
Greg.
Yeah.
Greg from Seattle. Hello.
Hey, one more name for your top 100 list.
Yeah.
Patricia Heaton.
No way.
Not going
to
happen.
No way. Although, when we get to the list, you'll be surprised to know that 3 years ago, we had her rated halfway decently.
But it did. I've just gotten the idea for another list somewhere down the road that we can have. America's Biggest Bitches.
Biggest C's.
I bet we could put a top 100 together.
A top 100
wow.
C's.
Top 100 C's.
You bet we could.
That'd be fantastic. Martha Stewart.
You bet we could.
Kathy Lee.
Yeah, right. I mean, really, it'd be great.
I think it's people who work here who could make that list.
Have to be celebrities.
877-365-3636. That's your national number from D.C. 202-432-1067.
They have to be celebrities.
Oh, and listen, and about D.C., I just got to mention this. Redskins love the retro uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
However, you picked the wrong retro uniforms.
Yeah.
You don't, you know, I don't know what dumbass at the Washington Redskins decides that they're going to go back to the old helmets. They went back to the wrong helmets. They went back to the helmets that have the arrows on the sides.
Oh, those are good ones.
No, you want to go back to the yellow helmet that had
the R?
The R on it. That's the good helmet. They went back to the...
I try not to disagree with you on this show. I really make an effort, but, you know, sometimes I realize we are different people.
You really like the dumb helmet?
You like the yellow helmet with the R on it?
Love it.
The fluorescent orange helmet with the R on it?
No, it wasn't. It was yellow. It's gold. Burgundy and gold.
R. I hate a letter. I hate a letter on a helmet.
No.
I like a logo.
Not me.
That was a great little, arrow that they had.
Oh, please. And it's got the feather going down the middle of
it. It's like Sonny Jurgensen days.
All right. Well, Sonny also played with the R on the side of the
head. The R was like mod. You know what the R is? The R is when baseball players started wearing a waistband with
not.
The stripes.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, the R is the you want to sell money. You want to make money. You want to sell your product, Snyder. Are you listening to me right now? You picked the wrong uniform. You picked the wrong helmet.
They're going to go with the what color jerseys are they going to get?
They're still going to be burgundy, but they're going to go with the old. You know how they used to have the old stripes on them?
So they're taking the chief.
Yeah,
off the sign.
Yeah, chief dumbass is off the head thing.
They're going to wear that for every game next
Just
year.
Just home games, I understand. The jerseys are a darker burgundy, and there was one other change. Oh yeah, gold pants,
yellow pants.
I'd like to know how many seasons they had the yellow helmet with the R.
Six. Oh, that was
not many. Like maybe five,
right?
70s, I guess.
No, right? maybe five.
Definitely 70s.
Early 60s.
No.
Early 60s. Early 60s was the arrow.
The arrow. It was like 1970 they switched to the gold helmet with the R,
yeah.
And it was about 1976 that they phased that out,
yes.
And they went to the burgundy helmet with the Indian face on it.
The 70s, when everybody was looking good.
I'm telling you, there's got to be some old school Redskins fans like me who like, you know, if you remember the team when it was Larry Brown and
didn't the R have a feather on it?
It's the exact same circle and feather as on the maroon helmet, except of having the Indian's face, it had the letter R there.
I don't think we've ever really disagreed on uniforms. I usually like what you like. Of course, you like the Jets, don't you?
What, they're old
the Jets
jerseys?
Retro uniforms?
Love them.
You like those?
Love them.
Okay.
What, you like, don't tell me you like the green helmets that said the fag letters on side Jets?
No.
Like with a slanted... With the slanted lettering?
No, I think my favorite uniforms in the NFL are the San Francisco 49ers. Based on the color scheme.
Red and gold?
Based on the color scheme. I always thought those are very, very sharp.
No, listen, your best uniform is your most traditional uniform. Swear to God, Green Bay. They've never changed it.
I love Green Bay. It's very,
very
good.
They've never changed it. They, as a matter of fact, when Green Bay plays a retro game,
right,
they just wear their current uniforms because they never changed them.
Best change of uniforms, in my opinion, will always be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Agreed.
They completely took their logo, overhauled it, changed the colors. Fantastic.
And the queerest uniforms in the NFL... God strike me dead if I'm wrong. The Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I agree with you.
God damn, that looks like something Lizzie Grubman threw up.
And think about what that helmet looks like.
The Tennessee Titans helmet.
It's the big T.
What? Why do you got a problem? On the San Francisco helmet, it's got an S and an L.
I know. It's just that R.
The Giants helmet has an N and a Y on it.
That's a classic logo.
So is the yellow helmet with the round circle and the R.
I like the leather helmets.
Listen, be the 100th caller now, okay? We'll give you a prize. Hey, let's break. Break now. Go, break. Go, go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need the tossed salad man in schools. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do? No!
A zero tolerance policy for everything. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm sitting here thinking about the coolest NFL uniforms and jerseys ever. And I think maybe I might have to go with
Cincinnati Bengals Tiger Stripes.
The old San Diego ones, where they had the white helmet with the number on the side and the lightning bolts. And they
I'm beginning to figure out what you like.
The light blue jerseys.
You like brighter colors on helmets. You like less earth tone-y kind of colors on helmets.
No, I like Tampa Bay's helmets.
Well, those are kind of like silver. I like those. Those are the
cuter. I'll tell you what I don't like is the Cleveland Browns uniforms.
I've always hated the Cleveland Browns uniforms.
The freaking orange.
Yeah, I hate them.
The helmet is orange.
Boring.
You be careful. That was Elvis's favorite team.
The Browns.
That's right.
God damn it, honey. Is the Browns on TV?
Hello there. Bob and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello, 100.
Yeah, that's you, caller 100. What's your name, my friend?
Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
New Jersey.
Chris, you got the PlayStation 2 game Maximo Ghosts to Glory. Blockbuster has a nationwide 30-day exclusive on this game through February 18th. Enjoy it. You've also won a dozen donuts and a box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you
all
for listening.
You guys rock.
Thank you, my friend. Hold on a second. And we were doing some research about the Redskins helmets, and it turns out the ones that I like, as many people have called them, the queer ones, the yellow ones with the circles and the R, they only had those for 3 years.
Yeah.
From 1970 to, or 69 till 1972.
Oh, so it was, they did start them in the 60s.
Yeah, it was part of Lombardi's thing.
Oh, Lombardi wanted them?
Yeah.
I want an R. Listen to me. Woo! I want an R. You put an R on me. I'm Vince Lombardi. Put an R on that helmet or I'll kick your F&A.
Yeah, I think maybe my all-time favorite would be the old-time San Diego with the white helmets and the bolts and the numbers on the side of the helmet and the powder blue jerseys.
I go really with the Niners, the Oakland Raiders. Always love the Oakland Raiders. Yeah, I mean, classic
those
logo.
Those are good. Always good. And they've never changed those.
They've always been. And the new Tampa Bay logo would probably be, those would be my top three.
I'll tell you one that I didn't like, one light-colored helmet I didn't like. I didn't like it when the Eagles had white helmets with
horrible
with the green wings on them.
No, they were very, very ugly, and you know, but they tweak and they do that. You know, I mean, I'm really, I like it when teams change uniforms. I think it's something to talk about.
Buzz, who's your favorite?
I like them all, Don.
You like them all.
Come on, Buzz, you're Mr. Johnny, want to get into the flow of the show these days. What's your all-time favorite NFL uniform?
You know, I'm going to say the Steelers, actually.
You like the Steelers?
I do.
Even when they did the thing with the logo on one side and black on the other?
They've always done that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I always thought you should have logos on both sides of the helmet.
Symmetry.
Why did they do that? Did they ever give a reason for that?
You know, we've asked that before on the show, and there is a reason for it. Someone, I'm sure, will call in or instant feedback with the reason why the Steelers only have the logo on one side.
And, of course, the Colts.
And the Claymores.
Scottish Claymores.
The nice uniform.
Yeah. Buzz, have you given any other thought to your women, rating the women, and you're number one?
No. I mean, having not been a part of that, I didn't bother to assemble a list.
Okay.
Well, Buzz, just give some thought, right? I mean,
right,
off the top of your head, who's the hottest piece of ass out there? You know, like, and you get the same pass as the rest of us, your wife notwithstanding.
Right.
Who's the hottest piece of ass?
The hottest is tough. I like Jessica Alba. I like Elizabeth Hurley. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
There you go. That's one we didn't even rate you. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Tough choices. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's hard to pick a favorite. I like them all. No, I want them all.
Hello, Donna Maisha.
Yeah, can I comment on the helmet?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. How can you not like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? There was like so much detail in the Pirates' face and everything.
Let me tell you something.
Are you talking about the orange Tampa Bay?
Those are the faggiest uniforms in the history of the NFL.
Not the uniform, the helmet. It was like so in detail.
The helmet when it was like the gay helmet?
When they had the gay caballero there with the knife in his mouth?
Yeah, with the knife in the mouth. No.
Like it's the best overhaul of a team uniform I've ever seen is what Tampa did.
Tampa Bay's old uniform sucked, and that helmet was so gay, no wonder they lost all their games.
Disgusting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sucked.
My name is Jack.
Hi, Jack.
I would like to talk about the Steelers.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, Jock.
Go ahead.
Mr. Strap?
I think he's expressed his opinion.
All right, there he is.
Thank you.
He hello, Don and Mike Show. And this is one of those are Buzz's Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, right. Don and Mike Show.
Never missed a game.
Hello.
Speak to us.
Buzz, I got a trivia question for you. Don on my show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Don. How about Nikki Ziering from Price is Right?
Mm. Yeah, she's one that we're going to... Listen.
She is wonderful.
When we start rating the women again, when we absolutely finish the list, we will ask you guys to call in and tell us women that we've forgotten.
She'll be rated down because of her husband, though.
Ian Ziering.
Yeah.
You had that tool on your
but
show.
But then later on, Nikki will be playing Where's Bob's Prostate.
Do you remember what a prick Ian Ziering was on this show?
I remember clearly because you said, which one from 90210 are you? Because you hadn't heard of him. You'd heard of Jason Priestley and the other one, Luke Perry. And you said, we don't know you.
And he got mad. We kept calling him Ian.
Yeah, Ian.
Ian Ziering.
No, we called him Ian, and it was Ian.
Oh. Was it the other way around?
You just went, I remember what you did is you just kept messing up his name.
Well, didn't he want to be called, it was Ian, like Ian Fleming,
right.
And then he wanted to be called, I think he wanted to be called Ian.
And was it the breaking point, he wouldn't show you the wallet?
Yeah, Don used to always ask celebrities how much money are you carrying around.
Right.
Hello. I'm not interested in that, blah, 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 blah.
Don on my show, hello. Hi, you're on the air, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, come on, go, you're on the air.
Hey, man. Hey, Don, how are you, man?
Oh, just fine, my friend.
First of all...
What is this, immigration day? Hello, what can we do for you?
I got two women for you.
Two women.
Oh, well, please wait until we're done with the list, but go ahead.
Okay, first one is, I don't know her name. She, she was in The Beautiful Mind.
Yes, that woman will be rated. Who else?
The Beautiful
Mind. Okay, second one is Amanda Peet.
All right, we'll consider her. Thank you, my friend.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
You know, that show with Ian Ziering is the same one where I asked Pamela Lee out.
That's right.
Yes.
She said no.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That was after your first failed marriage.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And I'll say to your credit, you asked Pam Lee out before she became.
Mm-hmm.
Back right. That was when she was the Tool Time girl.
Yeah, so will you go out with me? She said, and then, you know, she kind of like was dancing around it. And I said, no, really? And she said, no. And that was probably right when she was starting to see rocker Tommy Lee.
What was her breast status then? Were they overly inflated?
I think they might have been real.
Really?
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
This is Chris in New Jersey. Talking about helmets, as a Steeler fan, I was always very upset because they only had the logo on one side.
Right.
So on Monday Night Football, when they would be the away team, you'd always see just the black side of their helmet.
Yeah, you're right. When the helmets would collide,
mm-hmm.
or you're right. Yeah, if they were moving one way on the field.
Clever, isn't it?
You would not see a logo.
You know, speaking of the helmets colliding, do you think that they did that? Do you think they honored that? When you would see the helmets collide, if it was... Do you know? I mean, I know it was a ridiculous detail.